Annie Ruth, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here, too.
You're such a multi-talented person. You can turn your hand to any number of interesting projects. But the one we're talking about this evening is the exhibition that you've curated at the Freedom Center, opening next Saturday. Tell us what it's called and how it came about.
It's called Dada Rafiki, Sisters of Legacy. And Dada Rafiki is Kiswahili. It means sister friend. And through the years, actually since 2005, I've honored various women through art and donated the art collections to schools and nonprofits throughout the city. So what I decided to do, typically it had occurred in October, I wanted to move it to Women's History Month. I went back through women that I had honored previously and grabbed what I call the legacy sisters, ages 65 and older, to really begin more intergenerational conversation and dialogue about some of the great things that the women have done in hopes to inspire younger generations.
This is at the Freedom Center
Yes.
in conjunction with a traveling exhibition. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why this show fits with that show?
The traveling exhibition, that is the community partnership, is with Women Hold Up Half the Sky, which is really a tribute to women who have overcome great tragedies to excel in areas of entrepreneurship and just empowerment for women. The community programming part of it is, I think by nature, I'm an artist who loves to reach out into the community. So I talk with Tanya Matthews, the vice president of museums at the Museum Center, which, you know, they both merged. Mm-hmm. And she said this would be a perfect companion programming. And I thought so, too, since it's about empowering women and sharing women's stories.
I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the fact that you're using older women, because mm-hmm. so much focuses on youth, which is certainly appropriate. But it's nice every now and again
yes.
to have those older generations. And also, there's considerable diversity in races and background and so forth among the women you've chosen.
Particularly, I chose the older women because I believe the piece that's missing a lot in our community are the stories. The younger women aren't getting the stories. We'll hear about people like Marion Spencer or Louise Nippert or Barbara mm-hmm. Gould. They might be familiar with the name, but don't realize the story that Marion Spencer, responsible for helping to desegregate Coney Island, or the first African-American woman elected to city council. The younger generation isn't hearing this story. So I thought, here's a perfect opportunity through art to connect the generations and really give us a chance to kind of sit at the feet of our elders from all walks of life. So there's women in the exhibit who are what I call fly above the media radar. You always hear about them. And then there's some women that you've probably never heard about that have been out there working and sharing and giving in the community as well.
Well, this exhibition is a collaboration between the Freedom Center and the Eye of the Artist Foundation, and you're the founder of
Yes.
the Eye of the Artist, and so what can you tell us about its aims?
Eye of the Artist mission really is about educating through art. So it's really about arts education, arts integration, using visual art, musical art, just wide variety of art forms to educate in other curriculum areas. So connecting art to music, art to math, or art to science, finding those connections and helping people to process their brains and critical thinking in a different way as well. The Freedom Center, I believe this being probably one of the largest exhibitions with a community-based artist. They typically use artists that have been out of state that they bring in. So this is probably one of the first of their kind where they've actually grabbed someone from the community with the sole purpose of really boosting community engagement.
Eye of the Artist does a lot of outreach to Cincinnati schools. Will you be using this exhibition for outreach to the schools as well?
A combination of both. The outreach will go actually expand beyond the schools. Our goal is to, for 3 months, March the 2nd through May 31st, we'll be doing community outreach almost in every neighborhood within the greater Cincinnati area. So we'll be doing workshops, lectures, concerts at homes, at schools, at churches, at community centers. I mean, the sky's just the limit.
The opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony happens
Yes.
at noon next Saturday. Tell us about that.
I'm excited about that because many of the women that are featured in the exhibition will be on hand. We will officially cut the ribbon, which because, you know, Dada Rafiki being a Swahili term, the ribbon will be a beautiful kente print that will be in front of the doorway of where the exhibition will open, and we'll snap that ribbon. And then we've got great commemorative posters where many of the women will be on hand to autograph the posters. There's no cost for the exhibit. However, cost to the admission to the Freedom Center does apply.
This has been a particularly satisfying project for you. Is that right?
It has. I think personally, I've had a chance to sit at the feet of many of the elders, talking to them and really soaking in why they've done some of the things that they do. And I think my excitement and inspiration behind that is almost infectious, that I hope will spread to the rest of the community as well.
Well, thanks so much for coming by to tell us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Annie Ruth, curator of Dada Rafiki, Sisters of Legacy, opening at the Freedom Center next Saturday. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Round Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.